Three U.S. soldiers were killed and two others wounded last night in Iraq when an army patrol came under fire near the town of Tikrit. Earlier, two army convoys were ambushed west of Baghdad and several soldiers were wounded. The latest violence ended 2 days of relative calm in central Iraq. It came just as the top U.S. military commander in the country hinted that Iraqi police and army units may soon be given greater responsibility for security in Iraq's main cities. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
The two-day lull was an anomaly. Military commanders across the country were expecting attacks. In the 24-hour period before yesterday's violence, Saddam Hussein's familiar voice was once again broadcast on an Arab satellite channel, exhorting his countrymen to step up attacks against foreign forces. Near Tikrit, north of Baghdad, American soldiers on patrol went to the village of Ouja last night to find out whether the hamlet was a staging ground for attacks. Ouja is where the ousted Iraqi leader was born. As the patrol pulled into the dusty village, gunmen opened fire. Army officials with the 4th Infantry Division confirm three American soldiers were killed in the exchange. Earlier in the day, there were separate attacks on two army convoys west of Baghdad, near the volatile town of Fallujah. Eyewitnesses said in the first attack, a remote-controlled bomb was detonated, setting two army vehicles alight. Immediately, gunmen ambushed the convoy and opened fire. 27-year-old Naja Adet witnessed the attack. Naja said that two of the army vehicles were badly burned, and soldiers in the convoy began firing in different directions. Locals say one Iraqi passerby was killed, but army officials could not confirm the claim. Along the pockmarked highway where the attack took place, townspeople milled about last night, surveying the scene, and, as is often the case, praised the attackers. 50-year-old Mohammed Salah lives along that highway. No one likes occupiers, Salah said. That's what they are, and not one of us likes them. Soon, two tanks approached, sending the townspeople running. The tension in this town was already noticeable before the attack. Locals earlier attended the funeral of a 14-year-old boy they say was killed by U.S. forces responding to celebratory gunfire at a wedding party. The top military commander in Iraq said the matter is being investigated. Earlier in the day, General Ricardo Sanchez also told reporters he's assessing whether to allow Iraqi police and civil defense units to begin patrolling major cities on their own. Once he's satisfied that Iraqi forces are both numerous enough and well-equipped to deal with security matters, the general said he'll begin to pull back U.S. forces. But the top commander refused to specify a time frame.
We would be willing to do that immediately if those conditions existed anywhere in the country. And we are looking at that right now to see if there are some cities where we are inside of them, where the capacity is already in place, and we'd be more than glad to begin to move out of there.
Five key members of the new Iraqi Governing Council met in the northern city of Salahuddin yesterday to discuss a proposal that would transfer urban security over to various Iraqi militias. According to a report in the New York Times, the five leaders will send the proposal to the U.S.-led authority here in the coming days. There are several militia groups operating in different parts of the country, but many have been disarmed by U.S. forces. Only in the northern, mainly Kurdish part of Iraq have militia groups been serving as de facto security forces with U.S. approval. Some members of the Iraqi Governing Council have already signaled that they plan to push the issue of sovereignty hard next week when they meet with U.S. officials in New York. Ahmed Chalabi, a former Iraqi exile leader who's now serving as the rotating president of the Governing Council, has started to aggressively call for the rapid departure of U.S.-led forces from the country. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.